Chapter 18. Jesse met Rita Fiore after work at the bar in the Langham Hotel in Post Office Square. She was wearing a green and blue dress with a skirt that ended well above the knees. Her thick red hair was down to her shoulders. She had on slingback stiletto heels. Jesse stood when she came to the bar. "Still got the wheels," he said.
"Thanks for noticing," Rita said.
She slid onto a bar stool next to him. "There a dress code at Cone Oaks?" Jesse said.
"Yes," Rita said. "Otherwise, I'd dress sort of flamboyantly."
"If you were more flamboyant," Jesse said, "you'd get arrested."
"By you?"
"I'm out of my jurisdiction," Jesse said.
"Damn," Rita said.
She ordered a mojito.
"How's Jen?" Rita said.
"Gone to New York," Jesse said.
"Alone?"
"No." Rita sipped her mojito, looking at Jesse over the rim of the glass.
"So, is that why we're having a drink?" Rita said.
"You mean, am I looking for backup?" Jesse said.
"Something like that."
"I asked you to meet me because I like you, and I like to see you, and I need some information from you."
"In that order?" Rita said.
Jesse smiled and drank a little of the beer he was nursing.
"No particular order," he said.
Rita nodded.
"I don't mind being backup," she said.
Jesse nodded. "We'll return to that in a little while," he said. "First, I need to ask you about your managing partner."
"Jay?" she said.
"Uh-huh."
"Why do you want to ask me?"
"Oh, his wife and the panty inspection."
"Yep." "It happened in Paradise," Rita said.
"Yep."
"It's been very embarrassing for Jay."
"I'll bet it has," Jesse said.
"Are you still pursuing that?" Rita said.
"Sort of," Jesse said. "Nobody much wants me to."
"I'll bet that bothers you a lot."
Jesse shrugged. "She's violated those kids' civil rights," he said.
"I'm not sure that's a legally sustainable argument," Rita said.
"But she did." Rita smiled.
"And you want her to suffer some consequence," she said.
"I do."
"That would be you," Rita said. "If it's any consolation, Betsy Ingersoll is probably pretty embarrassed and wishes it hadn't happened."
"You know her?"
"Not really," Rita said. "She attends a few of the hideous social events the firm occasionally runs to prove how warm and fuzzy we are. She doesn't get to say much."
"Because Jay does most of the talking?"
"Nearly all," Rita said.
"Okay," Jesse said. "So, tell me about her husband."
"He was a hell of a lawyer," Rita said.
"Was?"
"He probably still is," Rita said. "But he doesn't do much law anymore. Now he mostly manages the firm."
"And the firm does well," Jesse said.
"Very," Rita said.
"He love his wife?" Jesse said.
"I don't know."
"Say he does," Jesse said. "What else does he care about?"
"The firm."
"Anything else? Kids?"
"No kids," Rita said.
Rita finished her mojito. The bartender stepped promptly over. "Another one, Ms. Fiore?" he said.
"Yes."
"You, sir?" the bartender said. "Another beer?" Jesse hesitated.
"Drink scotch, Jesse," Rita said. "You look miserable."
"Dewars and soda," Jesse said to the bartender.
"Yes, sir," Rita said. "Have you met Jay?"
"He came by and leaned on me a little bit," Jesse said.
"There are a lot of successful men like him," Rita said. "After a while, he starts to think that he can do whatever he decides to do, and who's to say nay?"
"You like him?" Jesse said.
"I admire him," Rita said.
"Would you want to be married to him?" Jesse said.
"Oh, God, no," Rita said.
"Because?"
"He's totally self-absorbed, like so many of them."
"He appears to be protecting his wife," Jesse said.
"He's protecting his reputation," Rita said. "He doesn't want to be seen as the husband of a dope."
Jesse nodded.
"Why are you so interested?" Rita said. "You going to take him on?"
"Just gathering information," Jesse said. "It's always better to know stuff."
"Well, he's got a lot of chits that he can call in," Rita said.
"I figured," Jesse said.
"And he'll call them if he needs to," Rita said. "Don't think he's just another empty suit."
"I won't," Jesse said.
"On the other hand," Rita said,
"neither are you."